From KUOW, 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. Last night, workers at dozens of Seattle fast food locations began a one-day strike. It's the first time here in Seattle, but walkouts by fast food employees have already occurred over the past few months in New York, Chicago, Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Detroit. Organizers say they expect that by the end of the day, employees at McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, Subway, Arby's, Chipotle, Qdoba, and Jack in the Box will be taking a hike. This morning, workers at Taco Del Mar in the University District walked off the job and made their grievances known.
We are the workers!
We are the workers!
Fast food workers!
Fast food workers!
Fighting for justice!
Fighting for justice!
Right there now!
Right there!
One of those workers is Alfonso Arellano. He works at that Taco Del Mar. Thanks a lot for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks. I'm happy to be here.
So why did you walk off?
I walk off because I think enough is enough. I think people need to know that we struggle day to day, month to month, stretching every dollar to get by. I think it's hard. I think my coworkers know it needs to be changed.
Now, what do you get paid? Is it the minimum wage?
I get paid $10 an hour,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but still it's not enough. One of my coworkers, he has been working there for about 5 years and got a raise only like 20, 25 cents, 50 cents.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been working there, Alfonso?
I've been working at Taco Del Mar for about 10 months, but I've been working for the food industry for about 6 years, mm-hmm. And I know what it's like to struggle and get by month to month.
Well, you know, the folks who run the restaurant say, well, this is just what this work pays. That's just the market value for the work. I mean, they say that you know, this is what all those restaurants pay. So that's why we pay that amount.
See, the thing is, we need to get together and ask for a better wage and the right to organize without retaliation.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can see, if all those people walked out and they on strike, it means that people are struggling. People are having not enough money in their wallets to raise their kids, be more time with their family. I think all these people, all the people that are striking, they have a right,
mm-hmm.
And they're having the same struggles and the same needs as any other person.
Now, I saw the figure $15 an hour. Is that the number that you'd like them to get to?
Yeah, that's. I would like to get $15 an hour because I think that's fair. And that would be awesome if that could be the number that we could get.
Now, one of the other demands nationally has been to be able to organize a union of fast food workers. Have you been trying to do that at Taco Del Mar?
I haven't heard of that, but like I said before, we just try to organize and without retaliation. That's it. Asking for a better wage, and I mean, I think the food industry gets a lot of money, so mm-hmm. I think the employees need to be happy and at their work, and I think it's great. Yeah.
What was the reaction from the managers when you walked off the job today?
They were very surprised. Actually, one of the managers on I think it was Lake City. I think the manager. She agreed, and she walked out with the
manager thing. Walked out.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. See, that tells that we are right. We are on the right, and everyone is struggling around the food industry.
Well, there's wages. There's the ability to organize. How well do they treat you well there? How are the working conditions?
The working conditions, I think they're pretty good, mm-hmm. But at times, we're not getting money into our wallets, and I think that needs really to change.
Yeah.
If you want to go to a Subway or you want to go to, you name it, any fast food restaurant, you want the person to be happy because mm-hmm. you're getting they're making your meal, right?
Right.
So, but if you go today and talk to them, are you happy? If you ask them, are you happy? Are you getting enough money in your wallet? They're gonna tell you no.
Now, some people listening are going, well, if they're not happy and they're not getting enough money, why don't they just quit and get another job?
See, this is not about that. This is about get the food industry to do the right thing, get a second thought of what employees are going through day to day, month to month, cutting their car insurance. lots of stuff. There's not only young people. There's some other women that have two, three kids and single parents. I mean, that's just not fair.
Give us a better idea of the work itself. Do you get any additional benefits? Do you get health care benefits for working where you work?
See, that's one thing. You don't get them.
And no benefits like that?
No, no benefits like that. And sometimes you don't get paid overtime, which I should point it out, and people should know that.
You're not getting paid overtime. You're supposed to by state law.
Of course.
And what happens when you ask for overtime? They just don't give it to you?
They just they don't care because they know you don't have a voice. They think you don't have a voice. They think they think you don't have the right. It's really an issue. It is. And that's why these people, we are out here on strike. That's.
Does the job you have at Taco Del Mar and generally from people you know who work at fast food places, is there a possibility for advancement? Can you become a shift supervisor? Can you become a manager? Can you work your way up and get better jobs that do pay more?
There's a lot of employees, and not everyone gets that opportunity. Only one person out of 10, mm-hmm. I would say. Yeah.
So walking off means you're not getting paid today, right?
Right.
So that must be kind of a disadvantage to you to not get a payday.
It is, but it's worth it. It's worth it. I think people should know, customers, the boss, the managers, they should know that we are struggling month to month for paying rent, you know, getting money into our wallets. Like I said, many, many people are single parents, mm-hmm. and they have two, three kids, and it's not enough for them.
How about you, Alfonso? Do you have a family?
I got a family. Well, I got my mom and brothers, but mm-hmm. I'm single. Yeah, I don't have kids or anything. But I'm trying to go to college, and I'm saving my money. And I have a car that breaks down all the time because it's pretty old. And every time I have a little money and save it, and when it breaks, I got to park it probably a month to save that money.
Now, this is just a day-long strike, but do you think this is going to happen again?
I'm pretty sure it will happen again. We'll make sure it happen because we're hoping to grow.
You were out there this morning with the protest we heard a little bit of a little bit earlier. Did many customers come up and notice you doing that? Were there any people on their way into Taco Del Mar who found you there?
Yeah. Some of them gathered around with us and joined the strike.
So
It was great, yes.
They didn't cross the line and didn't walk in and do that?
No.
But your goal was to shut it down. You were telling me they're still open.
That was the goal. Yeah, that was the goal. But mm-hmm. there's only one employee, and I'm not sure why he's not out here with us, fighting with us.
Only one person you know of who went to work that day?
Yeah, just one person.
So the other people are the supervisors who aren't?
Yeah, it's only three employees. Yeah. There's no managers, just the employees.
Hey, Alfonso, thanks a lot for talking to us today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for giving me this opportunity.
Alfonso Arellano, a worker at Taco Del Mar, one of the many fast food workers who's walking off the job today in a 24-hour job action, a protest for higher wages and also the ability to organize.
We're